children were reciting in unison the Gettysburg Address, for that was the way Miss Mason always began the session. Peggy and Mattie slipped into their seats just as the class was saying the last lines, "That these dead shall not have died in vain, that the nation shall, under God, have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." Chapter 2. The Dresses Game. After Peggy and Mattie stopped feeling like intruders in a class that had already begun, they looked across the room and noticed that Wanda was not in her seat. Furthermore, her desk was dusty and looked as though she hadn't been there yesterday either. Come to think of it, they hadn't seen her yesterday. They had waited for her a little while, but had forgotten about her when they reached school. They often waited for Wanda Petronsky to have fun with her. Wanda lived way up on Boggins Heights, and Boggins Heights was no place to live. It was a good place to go and pick wildflowers in the summer, but you always held your breath till you got safely past Old Man Svensson's yellow house. People in the town said Old Man